This edition of Renegade Talk Radio is brought to you by MotorBunny.com, which exists to empower sexually creative experiences. The Motor Bunny is a motorized ride-on-top saddle vibrator that vibrates and rotates, giving you the ride of a lifetime. Similar products have been made famous by the Howard Stern Show, but Motor Bunny is committed to making it much more affordable to hop on. Our program listeners get an exclusive $50 off code. So when you check out MotorBunny.com, remember to enter Renegade50 at checkout. That's Renegade50.
More smoking content than a Jamaican spliff. You're listening to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
Welcome, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie, along with Sammy the Sausage Man.
Hey.
We haven't been on air because we've had technical problems, computer problems, back-end problems, server problems. You name it, we've had it, but we're back.
You had some back-end problems?
Yeah, with my prostate. And it broke my ass. I'll lower you down a little bit.
Yeah, we didn't get to do our Saturday show Sunday.
We didn't do the Saturday show, the dating relationship show that Sammy does with Naughty Nicole. Don't forget MotorBunny.com if you want the ride of your fucking life. If your old lady needs something up there instead of your penis, then get MotorBunny.com. You tell them Richie and Sammy sent you over there. Okay?
Yeah.
And you better do it, because if you don't do it, I know who's going there and who's not.
Yeah, right. We do.
Yeah. Anyway.
We have the analytics, you fuck faces.
Renegade Nation, we went to see David Spade Ray Romano at the Mirage on Friday night. It sucked. I couldn't believe how bad. Renegade Nation, it was not funny. They didn't talk about anything.
No.
That's currently, like, United Airlines are going to have a field day with.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they talked about, David Spade talked about his penis and the 99-cent store.
Yeah, I thought he was going to talk about Anthony Weiner, but he didn't.
Yeah, and he was bringing up his big dick, and it would have been, he was saying he takes pics of it, and I'm saying, where's the
punchline was, do not send a soft dick pic. You want to send it hard.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said. Yeah. But what I didn't get was when he was talking about the 99-cent store, and he just said there was a bunch of yarn.
Yeah,
and cups.
It was really stupid. Anyway, yeah. On top of that, then Ray Romano comes out, and I thought, you know, he's pretty dirty and crazy. And he was talking about his family and the prostitution in Vegas and the hotels and all this. It wasn't funny.
It was horrible.
In fact, the people around us, Sammy, if you remember, nobody was laughing.
Well, there was people laughing, but they were drunk.
Yeah, they had to be.
There's no fucking way that they were sane.
Anyway, so that wasn't too good. So,
and let me ask you a question. Do you think Ray Romano had a medical condition going on?
Yeah, you know what, Renegade Nation, was really funny. I was watching him with the microphone, and comedians and a lot of people on stage go left and right with the mic in their hands.
Yeah.
And for some reason, when he went left with the mic...
It shook.
Oh, somebody's calling me.
Well, Renegade Nation, his hand shook, like, you know, like... Bleh. And Richie and I both saw that, and we're like, what the hell? And like I said, it was a horrible, horrible, horrible show. And I think he's got Parkinson's. I'm not sure, because I don't have any medical or anything. But man, you only shake. He didn't shake with his right hand. It was every time he put the thing in his left hand, he was shaking like rapidly. And I'll tell you, do not go to that show, guys. You will be sorely disappointed. Not only that,
the amount of money spent.
The amount of money. That was freaking crazy.
It was crazy. And Renegade Nation, so I give it a 1 star.
No.
And we actually sat there bored to death. I mean, it was terrible.
I was falling asleep.
Yeah, we were both falling asleep. And people around us were like, ugh. And then two people, the couple in front of us, left during Romano's show.
They left. They did.
I think other people left too. And this way, the computer just crashed again. See, I'm still having trouble with these computers, Renegade Nation. I don't know why.
Because you're an idiot.
Something went wrong. Everything's been going wrong with these computers.
I think you're fucking stupid.
I think it's Silicon Valley coming down on me.
It's anyway. Because you haven't fucked L. Ron Hubbard?
Anyway, I need L. Ron Hubbard now. Believe me. Anyway. You know Bill O'Reilly got left Fox last week. He was forced out. And now I talked to Carl Higbee about this. I said, is Hannity okay? And this was the other day, and he said, yeah, I mean, he seems to be fine. And all of a sudden now, Hannity's being accused of some bullshit too. They're trying to stop the conservative voice.
Well, they're trying to stop the truth.
And so Hannity, late Monday, blasted the liberal fascist attempting to silence conservative voices after a former guest accused the Fox News host of sexually propositioning her. You know,
how true is that?
It's not true at all. He said, basically, he said, quote, I have to start by addressing a well-orchestrated effort by the intolerant left in this country that is designed to silence every conservative voice and by any means necessary. Well, you're not going to silence us. I've already gotten kicked off of Google AdSense and kicked off Facebook and kicked off every fucking thing there is out there. And these people will not stop it, but we're going to change that.
We are
going to
change it.
There's a big surprise coming. I put it on Facebook. A major change is about to happen.
And you will like it.
I will be the voice of authority and the prophet as I am known.
And I am his equal.
He thinks he's my equal. He'll never catch up to me because I am a well-educated individual.
Not true.
Ooh. Now, here's what else he said, Renegade Nation. Now, I'm speaking out tonight. This was on TV so that you, our audience, will understand what is really happening and what is at stake when it comes to freedom of speech in this country. And this is where the change is coming in, Renegade Nation. Yeah. The change is going to happen. And we are going to be the architects of this change.
You better believe it.
We are not going to listen to the bullshit in Silicon Valley and their bullshit leftist liberal fascist ideas of bullshit. Mm-hmm. We have an individualism freedom here that we can say what we want. And if you don't like it, you can just press.
Go to hell.
You can press the button and say, go to hell, you bastard. That's what you do. If you don't like it, turn it the fuck off. Don't force me to say things that I don't want to. And also today, Google is now starting a new algorithm to find fake news. So what is the real news? How do you find fake news? I mean, so we're going to get into that story too, but Hannity said there's always been efforts during his time at Fox News to smear and slander and besmirch him. But those efforts have not been as intense and completely insane
lawsuit time
as they are now, he added. And it has only gotten worse in the age of President Trump, Hannity said. Now, it's no secret I've been a supporter of the president and, of course, his politics, as we are right here at Renegade.
Yes.
And quite simply, these liberal fascists, they can't stand conservative voices. That's why I've been kicked off of all the bullshit I've been kicked off, me and you.
The reason why they can't stand it is because they are trying to plant the seeds of doubt in the community, and we're not helping.
We're not bending over.
And we're basically, you know, calling them what they are, assholes.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Sammy.
You're welcome,
so
Daddy.
So from now on, he said, this is what Hannity said, I want you to be informed of what I am doing and why I am doing it. That's what he said.
Wow.
If there's any person or group or any organization, any media outlet that slanders, lies about me, besmirches as me and my character, I'm going to be calling them out. And that's what needs to be done. They need
Heck
to be
yeah.
called out. Thank you, Sean. This is great. His comments came on the day after conservative commentator Debbie Schlush said the Fox News host once invited her back to his hotel room after an event at a Detroit bookstore. The accusation came as allegations of sexual harassment continue to roll through the Fox network.
And here's the other issue. Look at this. It goes even further than that. They don't have to have proof now.
They can say anything they want.
They can say whatever they want. They tarnish your name, and they don't have to have the proof that it's bad. It's like now you're just saying, hey, this guy did this, but where's the proof? Where's the video?
There you go.
But they don't have it.
They don't have anything. Well, Hannity said on Monday he vowed to sue the former guest of his program with some of the finest and toughest lawyers in this country.
Hell yeah.
You start talking shit about people, Renegade Nation, you're going to pay for it. So you better watch what these liberal fascists better watch what they say and what they're trying to do. They are trying to silence conservative talk radio and conservative people.
And they're trying to go after, they're basically trying to rewrite the Constitution. That's what's been going on.
Well, they're trying to rewrite it. Hannity mentioned the accusations during his monologue. He said his breaking point happened this past weekend when the chick, whom Hannity claims has far more than a decade made the most outrageous, unfair, untrue allegations against him, made ridiculous and completely untrue claims.
So she's older than him?
I don't know.
I don't get what that statement was.
I'll repeat it. Hannity mentioned the accusations during his monologue. He said his breaking point happened this past weekend when the chick, whom Hannity claims has far more than a decade, made the most outrageous, unfair, and untrue allegations. Oh, this has been going on for a decade of her saying things about him. He's finally had
enough.
He's had enough. He's not going to take this shit anymore from anybody.
Gotcha.
You say anything untrue, you're going to get sued.
Yeah, there you go. Hey. What? And who is this woman? Is
I'm not even going to mention her name.
Is she an actress?
She's a contributor. You know, like they come on, they say there's, you know, their side of it. Whatever.
What is going on with these fucking women?
I don't know. Now, in this fiercely divided and vindictive,
follow the money.
Now, in this fiercely divided and vindictive climate, I will no longer allow slander to go unchallenged.
Yeah, and I think they need to find out, look at her bank account, see if she got paid by some kind of liberal.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're tough. The lawyers that Hannity's going to hire are going to do a thorough.
Allegedly!
Investigation!
Allegedly!
He said he's no longer, now in this fiercely divided and vindictive climate, I will no longer allow slander to go unchallenged as I see this to be a coordinated effort afoot to silence those with conservative views. Let me repeat that, Renegade Nation. It's a coordinated effort afoot to silence those with conservative views. Do you understand what's going on here?
I feel coerced.
I will fight every single lie about me and any and all legal means available to me as an American.
Hello.
He said there is a coordinated attempt to silence the voice of every outspoken conservative in this country. Everyone who had publicly supported Trump is a target, he said, and he called for people to stop silencing opposition voices.
Thank you.
But I've been silenced for... Oh God, I've been kicked off Facebook and kicked off all this shit.
You know, it goes back to the conservatives. They are trying to keep us out because we're telling you the truth. We are not fake news. We get the news from sources that have, what, 2 to 3 sources on top of theirs.
Yeah, a lot of sources. He continues on. Now, I'm not the only one that these liberal fascists routinely target. Like me, conservatives are monitored on radio and television. Every word they say, and contrary to the alternative radical left stated position. So they're so open-minded liberals, he said. That's what he's
is that about. Is that it?
Not true. Liberal fascism is alive and well in America today. Their goal is simple. They want to shut up and shut down and silence all conservative voices by any means necessary.
And did you know that a lot of people are still trying to blame Trump for the government that is trying to shut it down by Monday, I guess? We're supposed to...
Well,
and
you know
it's the Democrats.
Who are these people, first off, to say they're going to shut down the government? Here's the thing. You know who pays them? We do!
We do. And here's the other crazy part about that. Did you know that when they shut down the government, they still get their paychecks, but all the other government workers
everything
don't.
Stops.
Even the soldiers do not get their paychecks.
Well, I think if they shut down the government, Renegade Nation, we should sue the government. We should sue
the
people involved and say, fuck you, we've had enough, we pay the money, we pay the taxes.
Do you remember that one time, the last time that they shut the government down? And
I
that,
remember.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. So they shut down the government, and people had broken into one of the monuments, right? And so the park ranger came up and told the lady, hey, you cannot be in here. This is shut down, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? One of the legislature members come up, thought he was going to get this big old publicity stunt, and it backfired. And everybody went against the guy said, or whatever, said, she's doing her job. You're not. You guys shut down the government.
Right, I think I remember that.
You remember that? Remember, it was freaking awesome.
So if they shut down the government, we should shut them down. Don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
If you don't pay the taxes, that sends a signal to them. Now, Renegade Nation, they are threatening the American people. They are threatening all kind of stuff, from the VA to Social Security, Medicare, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. They have the absolute fucking balls to turn around and start to antagonize other people with what they want by saying, if I don't get what I want, we're going to shut the government down. That means they're shutting you down.
Yeah, and not only that, if a soldier dies during that shutdown, everything stops. All the benefits to the family stops.
Yeah.
That soldier does not come home. He does not get buried. Nothing happens. And that's a disrespect for our soldiers.
There's a lot of disrespect. Bottom line is, who in the hell are they to say anything? And then we got this North Korea thing going. And last night on Facebook, I put on there, and everybody can say whatever you want, but the bottom line, I happened to be in the Navy at one time, and I was in a place where I don't like to discuss it.
He was a cook.
Everything that we did was top secret. Nobody knows where this battleship group is. Nobody knows nothing. And you got all this bullshit on the internet saying, I saw it in North Korea, and I saw it over here, and I saw it over there. But bottom line is, nobody knows where it is. Yeah, except the military and the government. Basically, the media doesn't know. It came from Yahoo. How would Yahoo know?
So the lasagna that you cooked on the ship was top secret?
Yeah, lasagna. Yeah. Shut up. Fucking moron. We're going to take a break. Renegade Nation, when we come back, we're going to be talking about Google next. Oh! And also Alex Jones, and they're trying to shut everybody down. And Alex Jones is in a fight now because he got a divorce and his wife thinks he's crazy off the air as he is on the air. And now they're using that as a platform to make sure that he doesn't get custody of his kids. This whole thing is so fucked up, Renegade Nation. It gets more fucked up. You have no rights to tell me what to do. I came out as an individual out of a vagina. You have no right to say anything to me. I only go say hi. I talk to my God, and I think they should be talking to their God, or they're disobeying their God, probably, or we'll be right back. Hang in, children.
This edition of Renegade Talk Radio is brought to you by MotorBunny.com, which exists to empower sexually creative experiences. The Motor Bunny is a motorized ride-on-top saddle vibrator that vibrates and rotates, giving you the ride of a lifetime. Similar products have been made famous by The Howard Stern Show, but Motor Bunny is committed to making it much more affordable to hop on. Our program listeners get an exclusive $50 off code. So when you check out MotorBunny.com, remember to enter Renegade50 at checkout. That's Renegade50.
We don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Idiots cannot handle the truth.
We're back. Great way to start a talk radio show. So anyway, Alex Jones is doing his battles, and now we got Sean Hannity. Bill O'Reilly was gone. He's gone now from Fox. I mean, it just keeps on going.
Do you think Bill O'Reilly is going to get on the air again? I can't see him not.
He said the truth is eventually going to come out. That's what he said. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, Renegade Nation. Anyway, don't forget Motor Bunny. Dudes, if you're tired of banging her and you can't get it up and you're using all the Viagra and all this stuff, get her Motor Bunny. Believe me, she will thank you. She will do everything that you ask if you buy her. If you spend a lousy $900, it's the best investment you ever make, dude.
Because let's be honest, Renegade Nation, we get really tired of fucking the same old pussy for 30 years.
That's why swingers do their thing. They swap partners out, and it keeps the marriage happier.
Oh, I got to ask you a question. Is it true that Carl Higbee wrestled a bull?
Yeah, he wrestled a bull. He sent it to me on my phone. He said, I saw it on Facebook, and I said, oh, he's wrestling a bull. I've done that before. It's no big deal. yeah, I...
Wow.
Yeah, I did. I wrestled.
Why would he wrestle a bull?
I guess he wanted to prove his manhood to somebody.
Did he win or did the bull win?
He said, no, the bull won.
The bull won?
I think the bull was chasing him around the corral or something. I don't know.
I saw it on Facebook, and I was like, is he fucking with a bull?
He was fucking around with a bull. I'll read the text message. Renegade Nation, here it is. Carl Higbee. I go, where's it at? Oh, I wrestled a bull, and then he shows me the video of him wrestling the bull.
Oh, I got to see the video again.
I said, did you beat his ass? He goes, not really, laughing out loud. Anyway, we're going to have Carl on hopefully this week or next week. Higbee will be back from Fox News.
I love that dude.
Yeah, he's so funny. Going to wrestle. Hey, man, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go out and beat the shit out of a bull. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bang that fucking bull's head against the fucking corral.
I saw that. I thought, this guy's an idiot. Hey, he's messing with the next Big Mac.
I've always thought about doing that and just never got around to doing it.
Oh, you're stupid, too.
Renegade Nation, don't forget Everly Isby, Noting Nicole, Kenzie Vixen, wherever the hell she is, I don't even know. Also, Spaced Out Radio, The Rhino Report, and, of course, Free Talk Live. And you can hear it right on Renegade as the live streaming is now going. We had a problem over the weekend. It was horrible. I pulled all my pubic hair out. I was going nuts.
Renegade Nation, you don't want to see that.
You don't want to see that.
Gross.
It was all over the studio, my gray hair. No, I mean brown hair.
Gray. Grayish brown.
Grayish brown. Yeah, I dye that with the Clairol. I use Clairol.
Don't use Clairol.
Yeah, I do. I use Clairol. Don't tell anybody.
On your penis?
Yeah, on my asshole, on my penis, yes, of course.
Why?
Because it has to look great.
For what?
For whoever's next can get in my pants.
I can't imagine anybody wanting to get in your pants, bro.
Oh, they do. They love me. People love me.
Okay.
Also, if you're looking
issues.
Also, Renegade Nation, if you're looking for a new wife or girlfriend or a swinger, go to Adult Friend Finder. It's on the site, Renegade Match. Go check that out.
Oh, yeah. So somebody could touch your penis for once in a while.
That's exactly right, man. And it's all free, too. You don't have to pay for anything.
Until the bitch gets crazy, and then you can leave her.
Then you leave.
Yeah, and then you go back on.
It's called Friends with Benefits, Renegade Nation. That's what it's called. Okay, so getting back into this now, fake news bullshit. Okay, we continue on. Google now is overhauling their search algorithms. I remember that word algorithm way back in the 90s, and I would say, you know, we're working on this algorithm, and they went, huh?
It sounds so cool the way you say it. Say it again.
Algorithm.
Oh.
Hey, baby, I like your algorithms.
Mm, your algorithms are in alignment.
Your algorithms are leaking. Okay, anyway, they're leaking. Google has promised Renegade Nation to alter its search results to punish websites. Here we go. Punish websites promoting extreme views, conspiracy theories, and fake news. Hello?
What is a conspiracy theory?
That's conspiracy theory really is the truth. They're the ones that change the interpretation.
The verbiage.
The verbiage, Renegade Nation. So we got conspiracy theories, extreme views, and fake news. That sounds like us. We're going to be at the bottom of the barrel.
We already are.
The internet giant said it would demote low-quality websites. Hello! And let users report offensive results after criticism that neo-Nazi groups and hoaxers were gaming the company's search engine.
Yes. Oh, wow. Hey, come on, man. I want to know what this algorithm does. How can they find out if it's wrong? I'll bet you $10 they're going to go after Drudge.
They're going after everybody.
They're going to go after us. They're going to go after... Oh, definitely going after us.
Okay.
Make my day, bitches.
Let me explain this to you, Renegade Nation, so you have a clear understanding of what's going on. The company search engine, which is driven by computer algorithms, has often struggled to differentiate between reputable sources and unsavory websites, leading it to include extreme viewpoints or lies in its results.
I wish I had a video of your face right now.
People like the way I speak like this.
I sound like a contorted fucking turkey.
I sound like Professor Richie. Here we are.
A freaking TV dinner.
So here's one. Shut up. Let me alone. Here's one. According to details exposed in Western Center for Journalism's exclusive video, not only could Obama be in bed with the communist Chinese, but Obamatable may in fact be planning a communist coup d'etat at the end of his term in 2016. That was the latest Snowden leak, Obama planning a communist coup. This is what they're talking about.
Of course he was. Look what he was doing with our military, for God's sakes. He was cutting funding and closing down bases, letting go of a high-profile freaking terrorist.
Well, again, we have never been told the truth. And Renegade Nation, I've said it over and over again, if they were to tell us the truth...
We wouldn't believe it.
We wouldn't believe it. You see, this is how they now have everybody's hands tied. And if you say anything to the left or to the right, you're in trouble.
And the only thing you've ever seen of Obama since he's left office is a few pictures.
Of him in a yacht.
Yeah, that's it.
So this guy comes back and says, no, former President Obama isn't planning a coup against President Trump, ABC News. And I'm not going to mention the guy's name. But he said, if you're wondering if Obama is planning a coup, Google's one true answer is yes. See, so you have this battle going back and forth between people saying these things that they don't know what they're talking about. Just like North Korea, nobody knows what is going on.
You know, there's people that I've talked to regarding the wall that Trump is wanting to put up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so amazing how really stupid these people are. They're like, do you really think that the terrorists are coming through Mexico? I'm like, let me think about that for a second. Yes!
I just fell off the radish truck,
dude. Freaking moron!
They're being fed this news, Sammy, through the terrestrial radio stations, which is the mainstream shitheads, and they're feeding this information, and then you hear it, and then you go, what?
Well, they're using the cartels, for God's sakes, to do this.
Yeah. So now on Tuesday, which is today, Google said it had hired a team of evaluators.
Oh, God.
What's an evaluator?
I'll tell you what an evaluator was. It's the same fucking idiots that did us on Instagram that took us off.
Oh, that's right. Those evaluators.
Those are the evaluators. So they took us off. And then our Kayla from Digital Tech, or Tech Digital.
Hi, Kayla.
From Tech Digital got on their asses and got us turned back on because they violated our rights.
They violated
our terms of condition because we signed their terms of condition. And they violated their own terms and conditions. And so that's what we're dealing with, and that's probably what Google's going to do.
So Google said it hired a team of evaluators to assess the quality of its search results and said it had adjusted its algorithm to promote authoritative pages, such as reputable news sources and government websites, and punish those deemed low quality.
So they basically what they're talking about is all the news stations that you see on the regular TV. And they're going to come after us. Well, good. Come after us, you fuck faces. I don't give a shit. Fuck you.
The changes came after Google's search engine, Sammy, was found to be predominantly featuring fringe websites.
Fringe websites is the conspiracy.
Are we a fringe website?
No, not really, because that's talking about all the crazy shit that's happening. That's so crazy out there. Like aliens and all this. So
here you go. This is Renegade Nation. This gets really interesting.
They're going to go after Dave Scott.
They're going to go after. Yeah. We need Al Ron Hubbard to come down here and figure this out. Anyway, the company has also been criticized over suggestions. Listen to this. Offered by its autocomplete feature. Wow.
What?
It's called autocomplete. You didn't know about that? Mm-hmm. Autocomplete, yes. Autocomplete, which predicts what a person is typing. They can predict what's in your fucking head, Sammy.
How do they do that?
Alien technology. Autocomplete. I knew about it for years.
Autocomplete. You mean like what you do on your phone? You know, you're typing in something.
And it actually finishes the sentence.
Shut up.
It's called alien technology. Renegade Nation, I have this.
It's a dictionary.
No, it's alien technology.
Oh, whatever.
It predicts what the person is typing, and then the direct answers box at the top of its search results, which attempts to answer simple questions by quoting from a website, have also caused offenses.
Can we do it this way?
Mm-hmm.
Google evaluators.
I am in a
suck minute. A cock.
In one example, autocomplete was found to suggest the phrase, fucking here you go, right up your alley, quote, are women evil, unquote.
Yes.
When a user begins to type, are women. So if you sit there and you type, are women, and then it says evil. So that's their problem. I did it myself. Are women?
I'm gonna try it right now.
Happy. I could say happy. Are women horny? I could say are women fat? I could say all kind of things. But this is coming up with are women evil. When a user begins to type in the word are women, and the direct answer box would respond by asserting that every woman has a little bit of evil in her.
Are women?
What'd it come up with? What would it say? What'd it say?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Are women colorblind? Are women smarter than men? No. Oh, God, this is even good. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready, Renegade Nation?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are women born with all their eggs?
That is the auto feature.
I'm clicking on that one. Hold on.
Yeah, that is.
Are women born with all their eggs?
That is autocomplete. That's what they call that, autocomplete, Renegade Nation.
Okay, here we go. Are women born with all their eggs? Are women born with all their eggs? Or do they get produced after they are born? That's the best answer. Yep. Amazing, isn't it?
See, this is where you don't know. This is where you don't know where you stand, and all the lying and all the conniving out there, Renegade Nation, is who's number one, who's number two, who's this, who's that. Bottom line is, inaccurate results. Now listen, are often featured in search results inaccurately. That's their fault.
Oh, can I say something else?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, you are born with all your eggs you will ever have. Now this is how moronic this fucking idiot is. When you go through puberty, and start cycling, then you lose one a month.
Oh, really?
So I need to expedite that shit. How do we do that?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. How do I do that?
I don't know. We got to do something that really like sets their hormones on.
Anyway, continuing on with this. Inaccurate results are often featured in search results due to Google bombing tactics employed by internet savvy groups that force a website to be ranked highly. These tactics include linking to the offending website from several other sources and then hiding the text on a page that is invisible to humans, but which the search engine algorithms can read.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not good.
In a world where tens of thousands of pages are coming online every minute of the day, there are new ways, Renegade Nation, that people try to game the system. Google's blah, blah, blah said, in order to have long-term and impactful changes, more structural changes to the search engine are needed. Well, the bottom line is people like us will be, we're low quality, and I'm very proud to say that we are low quality. We're at the lower echelons of the Google search engine. Now, the last time we talked to our marketing people, we're on Alexa. We're in the top 10 million, which is really good, supposedly, allegedly, is what they told me.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're in the top 10 million. We'll probably, after this show or a couple more shows, be in the top 50 million or the lower 50 million.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, ask me.
Will you die young?
Will I die young?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, did you know that they have an MRI that scans that can predict your brain age? Could spot who's at risk of early death? Maybe now they got an MRI that can tell if you're going to die young.
Maybe they should do that and put that in D.C. in a swamp. I'm going to die in 3 days.
How do those motherfuckers live to like 90 years old?
I don't know. Special treatment, dudes.
It's like, man, these motherfuckers need to die.
I really don't know. I don't know. They're like 75 years old and they're still going at it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do that. I don't know why people would revoke them.
I don't know
in.
How many times I look at the old legislature members that are still there,
mm-hmm.
and they look like they're mummified.
Well, look at McCain. He's been there for, what, 35 years or something?
I know. They're so old that they move like they're just...
Well, they're old.
Oh, good.
They're old.
Lord.
They like sticks up their asses.
Wow.
Got to go to the chamber. I got to vote. I got to do something for my constituents in Arizona.
Wow.
While I'm chewing my cud. Anyway. So that's it. Do you have anything else to add? Because I'm basically worn out now from talking about all this bullshit.
Well, you didn't let anybody else talk. You just
well, you know what? I did let you talk, and you were talking about nothing.
Yeah, so were you.
I'm just informing our listenership as to what's going on. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, you're trying to scare them.
I'm not trying to scare anybody. I don't scare.
You are scaring people.
I've been doing this since 2003, Renegade Nation.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, everywhere I turn and every time I do something, I get cut off. I have computer problems. They cut me off Facebook. They cut me off everything. They cut off the whole radio station off.
I think it's you fucking up the radio.
I'm nasty. I'm mad.
You're nasty mad?
I'm nasty mad.
That's right.
I'm nasty mad. Give me a bottle of beer and a cigarette.
You need something.
Sit in the bar and I'm gonna figure this out there, boy.
Yeah, you need an injection of meth up your
ass. Say hi to all the all of our listeners on the East Coast, Bob in Philadelphia.
Hey, Bob.
Michael in New York.
Hi, Michael.
And there's a ton of them out there, and I don't know all of you by
name.
And
all your friends in Philly.
And all my friends in Philly and New York and all over the
place.
All
two of them.
All two friends that I have on Facebook.
Yeah, and you should be saying hi to your dad. How old is he now? 190?
He's about 132.
132?
He doesn't listen to me. He thinks I'm an idiot.
I wouldn't either.
Nobody listens to me except you and certain other people. Yeah.
People that don't have a life.
Yeah, they listen to me. Some truck driver's driving across the country going, what an asshole.
Well, what an asshole. Got his thumb up his ass trying to drive. Hey, I got to shift this. Hold on a second.
Okay, we're going to get out of here. Renegade Nation, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Sam, you're going to have your friend in town. You're going to have him on the air with us?
I'm going to try.
You're going to try?
He's a pastor.
Oh, cool.
Are you going to be on your best behavior
him on? I will not fucking curse or do anything wrong.
You fucking promise?
I fucking promise. Renegade Nation, we're out of here. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully, have a nice evening.
Bye. Peace.
Bye-bye.